Oh, good evening. May I have your cloak and invitation? Thank you very much. I see you're wearing a maroon ribbon tonight. How lovely. I'm sure you'll find the right fit in no time. Now, just a reminder of the rules for you. Your ribbon is a signifier of your chosen experience this evening. They align with the kinks that you've chosen to partake in for tonight. So if someone approaches you and mentions your ribbon, they share your delightful deviances. As always, you can stop your experience at any time when your partner or partners will stop immediately. There are private rooms available throughout the villa, along with a few public viewing rooms for those who enjoy putting on a show. Are you ready to enter the ballroom? Wonderful. Head down this hallway, follow the music. The entrance is on the right, just through those curtains. Have a lovely evening, darling. Do enjoy your time tonight.
Good evening, miss. You look lovely tonight. Have you been enjoying the festivities? Yes, indeed. The hosts have indeed outdone themselves. Truly. You admiring all the extravagant attire? Well, I do so love a theme, especially a masquerade. Do you feel exposed being a part of the maskless crowd? Well, I can't imagine a face so beautiful being obscured. So I do believe it's for the best. Your gown is exquisite. The fabric, it moves with you quite beautifully. Would you do me the honor of joining me on the dance floor? Oh, don't. I'm sure you're a lovely dancer. Just follow my lead. Let me guide you. Don't worry. My feet can take it. I'm stronger than you know, my dear. See? You move wonderfully. You follow my guidance with such ease. I must say, the cut of that dress, it draws such a focus to your collarbones and this pretty little throat. And this lovely ribbon you've got on. What's that? You need me to speak up, my dear? We're not alone on this dance floor. That's better. Is this what you wanted? For me to spin you into my arms? What was it you were saying before? Oh, you noticed me watching you? Of course you have. You're hard to look away from. You've got this maroon ribbon on, like a beacon calling to me. A predator to prey. I can hear your heartbeat quicken. I can smell your blood rising closer to the surface. I can feel your temperature rise, the heat in your cheeks. God, I can almost taste you. Don't look so modest. You know I was coming, didn't you, little bird? Waiting for the crow to carry you away. You lied to me. You said you couldn't dance. But I think we moved together quite well. Your body pressed to mine. I could feel the pulse in your wrist against my thumb. Such delicate veins. And right here, this one, right at the side of your throat. Should I sink my teeth into you, right here, in the middle of this dance floor? Does that thought make your cunt ache? Oh, I think it does. Yes, I know it does. I can hear it in your heartbeat. Tell me, little bird. Do you feel your heartbeat between your thighs, too? pretty gasps you make. You are adorable. God, the way your breasts heave when I trail my lips ever so gently across your throat. Now, it'd be quite rude of me to make such a mess for our hosts. Right in the middle of the ballroom. Don't you agree? Would you like to go elsewhere? Then take my hand, little bird. Have you had a chance to explore the rest of the castle? It's quite lovely. I visited quite a number of times over the years. Ah, yeah, and here's the art gallery. Oh, do you like this one? You've got a good eye. I gifted this to Madame Hawk's family nearly 2 centuries ago. Oh, your eyes widened, my dear. Having second thoughts, huh? About an old crow like me. Come this way. I think some fresh air is needed. There's a lovely balcony on the other side of the gallery. And don't worry, we're far enough from the ballrooms. I doubt anyone will disturb us here. And what a lovely night, isn't it? A full moon, a fine breeze, a gorgeous woman. Look at the garden. It seems to stretch out infinitely. Aye, it's a rather large estate, isn't it? Not as large as mine, but still, it's quite nice. Yes, my home has lots of space. Perfect for a pretty little bird like you. You wouldn't feel caged in the slightest. Tell me, have you eaten? I wouldn't want you to faint once I get my mouth on you. Not that it will stop me, but it would be rather inconvenient. And a lot less enjoyable for you. Good girl. Oh, the way you press your cheek into my palm. So malleable for me, aren't you? I just need a tiny sample first. You're okay. Just a small little nick. The blood hasn't even begun to well up yet. No. Don't lick your lips. There it is. I've got it. Your lips are so soft under my thumb. Dear, it seems I've smeared your blood across your lipstick. Allow me. You taste absolutely divine. Your heart is racing, little bird. Look at me. Look into my eyes. Did that excite you? To have your lip between mine? To have the blood sucked out of that plush mouth. Have you ever been fed upon before? Oh, such a sweet thing. I've got the honor of being your first. Tell me, what part of you ached as I sucked on your lip? We're just getting started, sweetheart. I'll take care of that. Oh, yes, dear, it's an exchange of services. You didn't think I would drink from you and give you nothing in return, huh? Though I'm sure you'd get off on the act alone. Just the feeling of my teeth sunk into your soft neck, sucking on you. I'm sure it'd have you wet and throbbing between your thighs. And that'd be all my fault, wouldn't it? Precisely. And what kind of gentleman would I be if I left you in such a state, as a result of my own greed? Oh, no, no. I'm going to take care of you, little bird. Just as you'll take care of me. And you'll do as I say, won't you? Look me in the eyes. Say yes. Now loosen up your corset a bit. That's far enough. God, how I adore this lustful, glazed look in your eye. Tell me, pet, could you even tell the difference between which of your actions are driven by your own desire and which are driven by my control? Do I even need to use my powers on you when you're so naturally obedient? No, I don't think you could tell the difference if you wanted to, my little blood puppet. Turn around and place your hands on the railing. I'll take care of everything. I just wanted this loosened up so I could slide my hand in right here to cup your breast so soft and warm in my hand, teasing your hard nipple under my thumb. Just lean back, darling. I've got you. Tilt your head a bit. Bare your throat for me. You can't even begin to fathom the hunger I feel for you. And I need another taste. Let's get these skirts up. Hot and wet. Such a horny little pet for me, aren't you? Begging to be tasted, to be devoured. Such a soft cunt. Beg for me. Beg for me to taste you. So obedient. I'm going to slide my fingers into you as my teeth sink into your neck. Is that what you want, little bird? To be filled and drained at the same time? As you wish. My tongue. As your juices coat my hand. My messy little pet. Taste exquisite. God, Zoe, your blood wells up before it slides down your skin. Like rubies glistening in the moonlight. You are gorgeous. And you moan so deliciously. And I lick up these trails of blood across your throat. See, I am gluttonous. But I am a gentleman. I wouldn't let any get on such a pretty dress. Oh, yes. Grind your clit against my palm. You like the way my fingers pump your cunt? You feel so good. Holding you against my body. By your breasts, my fingers buried into you. Oh, my tongue running over your hot skin. Oh, the whimpers. Oh, the gasps you make. Oh, grip the railing, little bird. You can take it. Come on, ride my hand. Oh, you're so sweet, so delicate. Oh, you're a hummingbird pulse under my mouth. Ah. Are you close? Yes. So close. Don't turn around. Bend over the railing. You should know now that you're under my control. And you'll come when I want you to come. And what I want right now is to be buried in your cunt. Tastes just as good as your blood. I'll have to try it from the source at some point. But not now. Right now, I'm going to split you on my cock. Fuck. Do you feel that? The head of my cock rubbing against your clit. Sliding against these soft, wet lips. I can feel you trying to clench around me, greedy girl. Oh, there you go. Oh, is that what you wanted, sweetheart? Just breathe for me, sweetheart. I've just started. Oh, yes, there's more, but you can take it. I know you can. This is what you were made for, isn't it? Grip the railing harder if you have to, but you're going to take every inch of my cock. Maybe I should just start with the first few inches to stretch you open, warm you up for me. You've been such a good blood bag for me. I don't want to cause you any more discomfort. And fuck, what a snug little cunt you've got. Oh, what's that? Oh, what's that whimper? More? Like this? Fuck, you've almost got it all. Just breathe for me. Let me thrust the rest of my thick cock into you. Oh, fuck. Oh, good girl. So good for me. Oh, letting me reshape this tight fucking pussy. I'll try my hardest not to break you, pet. Look up at me. Yes, I took it off. I wanted my little bird to get an unobstructed view of who's claiming her. See how good you taste. Your blood and your juices in my mouth. You are a fucking delicacy. Just dripping from me like the most ripened fruit straight from heaven's garden. Oh, you're beautiful. Moan for me. Sing for me, little bird. Oh, you're taking me so well. Fuck, I knew you could take it. Oh, look, just up ahead. Oh, there in the garden. Seems we're not the only ones having a little outdoor tryst. Maybe you keep that up. Oh, they might hear us. Maybe they'll be interrupted. Or maybe they'll like it. It's up to you, darling. Hold your moans. Or don't. Oh, you feel so fucking good. Oh, what a sight we must be. Your corset lowered, breast exposed while I fuck into you. Oh, you dirty girl. Oh, on display in the open air under the stars. Oh, my little blood harlot. Exchanging your blood for orgasms. Fuck. Oh. So, speaking of which, let me work this clit for you, huh? Scuts just up around your waist. Blood streaks down to your collarbones. Look at you go, breast heaving for me, gripping that rail for dear life, aren't you? Oh, poor thing. I've got you. I've got your swollen clit under my fingers. You get to come now, because I allow it. Fucking come on your master's cock, little bird. Be a good girl. Come. Fuck, yes. You know what you are, don't you? You're mine. I'm keeping you. I own you. Write out that orgasm for me because I'm not stopping. I'm not done claiming you. Oh, you've got my marks all over your pretty neck. Oh, but that's not enough for me. Oh, no. A little delicious thing like you. I need more. I'm going to claim this cunt. Flood it with my cum. And have you carry me with you the remainder of this night. Until it's time for me to take you home. Because you are mine. God, how delightful. Oh, the way your cunt clenches around me when I say that. Oh, and that's what you wanted, isn't it? Isn't it, Pat? For me to come and to take you. For me to pinch at these tits and suck more marks onto your neck. While you take my dick deep into you. Fuck. Beg for me. Beg for me to push my cum into your womb. You feel how deep I am. You are made for this. For me to breed you. Oh, I'll have you waltz around the ballroom with my cum dripping down your fucking thighs for all the others to see and smell and know you're taken. Oh, fuck. Oh, continue prancing around in this pretty dress. Oh, until I take you home and rip it into shreds and replace every drop of cum that spilled down those delicious fucking thighs. Oh, my blood whore. My pet. Mine. All fucking mine. Oh, take it, little bird. Oh, take your master's cum. Oh, such a good pet. So purposeful. Oh, so beautiful. That's it. Clench on my cock. Oh, fuck. Take every fucking drop. Oh, fuck. Oh. Lightheaded, aren't you? Drunk on blood loss and orgasm. Oh, that's okay. I'll take care of you. Oh, you are a beauty. Come. Let's cover up your chest before you catch a chill. Oh, I'm gonna pull out of you now. Oh, fuck. What a pretty mess we've made. Oh, such a pretty little pussy. Already dripping my cum. It is a lot. Like I said, I was watching you all night. There you go. All covered up again.
Whoa, no.
I've got you. You're still a bit dizzy, a little burned. I'll carry you. There you go. Light as a feather. We'll find a spare room for you to recuperate. There'll be plenty of time to rejoin the party later. The night is still young. Of course, I'll stay with you. I'll step out of here to get you some water, and I'll come right back. I would never forsake you, my pet. You